Reg watched the graceful flow of Faith's body as she ran for her quarters. The way she moved was pure poetry, and he felt his body responding. What would she feel like crushed against him, mouth on his? Would her body look as amazing as he suspected with high, tight curves and long, lean lines? He shook his head hard to clear tumbling images of a naked Faith, lips swollen with passion, nipples puckered, and labia slick with her arousal. But the imagery was so seductive, it refused to leave. Not the time for that. Maybe later, but not now. To redirect blood away from his swollen cock, he broke into a jog, heading back toward the infirmary. He wanted to trade his bloodstained clothes for something clean before he subjected everyone in the dining room to his presence. Blood didn't bother most agents, but the freak's senses were much sharper than normal humans were, and he didn't want to ruin anyone's supper. Years of strict discipline took over and he forced himself to focus. The plot Frank and Tony had unearthed was deeply troubling. Nothing quite like a cadre of trained agents to come up with ways to sow distrust and dissension. That they'd been in the arena expressly to add to their ranks was damn disturbing. That they'd chosen to be there at the same time the women were on the posted schedule worried him even more. The reason Frank and Tony had held silence was because they'd only worked their way through around 70% of the thousands of computers at Langley, and they'd cautioned Milton they hadn't checked more than a quarter of the agent's cell phones, which meant the group determined to rid themselves of proximity to the genetically altered might run far deeper than the 9 men they'd apprehended so far. They'd be interrogated, but agents were trained not to crack under pressure, so the odds of them spilling names wasn't all that great. Reg wondered if Milton would even gather enough to expel everyone in the group from the CIA. It depended exactly what data Frank and Tony had collected. A sharp lawyer would argue the information had been obtained illegally, and the men's cases would be tied up in the courts for years. During that time, they'd be on administrative leave, and still on the CIA payroll, which was an egregious waste of resources. Not my problem. He reached the infirmary and let himself in past a phalanx of agents guarding the building's primary entrance. He nodded at one of the men he knew. "Is anyone stationed outside the ER door?" "Yes, sir," the agent nodded crisply. "By the fire escape, too. No one will get in here that we don't know about." "Excellent." Reg hurried up to the second floor and checked on his patients, including both freaks and the man he'd operated on that morning. Everyone was doing fine.
"Hey!"
Aaron called before Reg had cleared the room. He turned back.
"Yes, you're healing nicely. Nothing to worry about."
Aaron scrunched his amber eyes in annoyance.
"I know how I'm doing. I instituted a healing sequence earlier. We need to leave, Ben and me."
"I'll clear you for discharge tomorrow morning if nothing's changed." Reg smiled pleasantly.
"You didn't hear me, Doc. We're not safe here."
"Of course you are. Agents are posted all around this building. I can add a sedative to your IV if you'd like."
"No!" Aaron thundered. "Last thing I need is to be knocked out. Agents are who attacked us. We already gave statements.
Ben and I will be safer in our apartment building surrounded by others like us. We'll post our own sentries and sleep in shifts."
"That's scarcely necessary," Reg began.
"What if I think it is?
Look, I understand this is your clinic, but I'm not in any danger of dying or doing anything to repudiate your medical care. Release us, please, tonight."